Now the latest local news on WIBD. We could get blasted with as much as 9 inches of snow by early tomorrow. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory that's in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but the snow is expected to taper off later tonight. Plows have been out since midnight in most areas, but roads are snow-covered and slippery this morning. Reports of blowing and drifting snow as well. We are expecting more details later today on a structure fire on Mayfield Road in the town of Jackson. In addition to Jackson firefighters, units from West Bend, Newburgh, Slinger, and St. Lawrence responded to that call at about 6 o'clock last night. There are 107 cases on the docket in Washington County Court today. That includes 20 cases of people charged with operating a vehicle without a valid license, and more than 25 other people charged with operating a vehicle while their license was revoked. For many of these, it's not the first time they've been charged. In most cases, both crimes are misdemeanors. A 20-year-old West Bend woman faces criminal charges after a Thursday night hit and run that injured another driver on North 18th Avenue in West Washington. West Bend police say the woman rear-ended two vehicles that were stopped for a red light in the eastbound lane. She then took off southbound on 18th. Police found the unoccupied vehicle in a parking lot and not long after found the driver in the 2100 block of Chestnut Street. She said her brakes failed and she left the scene because she didn't have a valid license or insurance. She was arrested for hit-and-run causing injury, operating without a valid license, and not being insured. The driver of one of the victim vehicles was treated at the scene for a minor injury by West Bend Fire and Rescue. We may know the name of the new principal for West Bend East and West High Schools by the end of the week. Superintendent Eric Olson says interviews with the top two candidates wrapped up last week, and the school is now conducting reference and background checks. Plan is to have a new principal start July 1st.